I'm just gonna make roll
this play. Is the charging port's right here.
Oh, it's in the front. Okay, yeah. Got it.
It's Evansville's third annual electric vehicle cruise-in event, EVs for Everyone, held on a rainy Saturday in late September.
So you'll buy the adapter separately.
That's Stacy Milheiser, moving from EV to EV with a clipboard, acting as an event judge for this year's crop of brand new vehicles. In this case, an electric Chevy Equinox.
I am actually with Lockmuir Group, but my background is EV charging funding and planning for cities. So with this, I'm judging from the consumer side of it on things that somebody who has never driven an EV before and is interested in looking at one, and what are the things that they're going to be looking for from a layman's standpoint. Let's just put it that way.
There are 190 such events during the National Drive Electric Week, and more are coming. Also hopefully coming, an EV charging infrastructure across Indiana. Indiana is receiving $100 million as part of the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, or NEVI. We're in the middle of this five-year program.
Every state is allotted a certain amount of money. They have to build out charging stations within their state. They have to be 50 miles or less apart and no more than a mile off of the major thoroughfare.
It's a complicated planning process. Milheiser says about half of the NEVI sites are identified and approved, and they're in the third round of contractor bids.
And then we're going about with our next round of bidding for the next sites.
That infrastructure is one hang-up with going electric. Another is battery range and ability to do the work of an internal combustion engine. Take, for example, a diesel engine that can haul massive payloads. John Heichelbach is a design engineer for electric vehicles for Cummins Inc. in Columbus, Indiana.
It's pretty much true that a gallon of diesel fuel holds a tremendous amount of energy, and we're nowhere close to that with lithium-ion batteries.
Heichelbeck says his group designed the drivetrain for the Bluebird electric school bus. He says it will be a while before EVs can handle the heavy lifting.
Which is why it works well for school buses. It works for Frito-Lay. If you're hauling potato chips, they're an early adopter. But it doesn't work for hauling 80,000 pounds very well because all of your batteries are coming out of your payload.
For the indoor portion of the event, musician Monty Skelton and company provide the background music as families check out activities. Caroline Nellis is event organizer. She says the local EV movement is more organized since the event was new in 2022. There's also more participation from local dealerships. She has personally observed an increase in EVs and gas electric hybrids locally and...
I had somebody who just was out in California, and they said out there it was almost a one-for-one match between gasoline engine cars and EVs.
Well, we're seeing with some of the federal tax credits that individuals who maybe were priced out of electric vehicles are more able to purchase those vehicles because the price point is coming to be more equitable.
That's Executive Director of Greater Indiana Clean Cities, Kaylee Dan. Her nonprofit works to advance the growth of EVs across the state, helping vehicle fleets electrify, for example. She says between 2016 and 2022, there has been a 100% advancement of electric vehicles, according to the EV Product Commission.
And that coincides with all of this economic development activity that's happening, all of the recent announcements of manufacturing coming in, battery facilities. So there's a lot happening in that front, which is spurring adoption as well.
For WNIN News, I'm Tim Jagalow.